Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, every Wednesday we're joined by Caroline Bruder. She tells us about another great local nonprofit or charitable person. And Caroline, I may have to analyze your selection process this morning, but please tell us who we've got.
Good morning, everybody. We have our very own KX93.5 FM's Jason Fetty today, and he's going to tell us all about his new cause, which is really cool. So, hi, Jason.
Hello.
Good morning.
So, here's the thing.
Go for it.
Thanks. So, here's the thing. Earlier this year, I decided I was going to do some nonprofit thing in town. There are 300 nonprofits in town. Everybody's kind of doing whatever it is they're doing. Mm-hmm. I needed to find something that really inspired me because I cannot get excited about, I don't know, marine mammals. It's not for me, but it's for other
people.
Wonderful for other people. Great. And I've done plenty of stuff for the Marine Mammal Center. But it doesn't inspire me like this particular thing. So here's what happened. I met a guy about 6 years ago when I was in Israel before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I was just traveling around there. And I met this guy, and he was in a band with this guy, Daniel Pearl, who was the first American journalist who was beheaded by the Taliban in Pakistan. So he'd been in a band with this guy, and he wanted to do something. He was freaked out. His friend Danny had died, and he was freaked out. He didn't know what he was going to do. So he started this organization which gets together Jewish, Muslim, and Christian kids, and they all get in a room together, and they write a song and make a video. That's all that's expected of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. What's the name of the org?
It's called Music in Common.
Mm-hmm.
So their website is musicincommon.org. You can root around in there for stuff on their website.
And how do they select the groups that are the kids, the people that are going to do it? Like, is there a way that they can sign up for this? This is an awesome cause to me, initiative. And so how do you get involved in that?
Well, absolutely, that's the most important thing, that we've got participants. In fact, I was going to say to you, I'm not asking for money. We've kind of got the money to do this.
Uh-huh.
It's not about that. It's about participants. So 14th and 15th of November this year, we're going to bring three groups together at Laguna College of Art and Design. They've very graciously given us a room to do this in on the 14th and 15th of November. And we need participants. Now, the process for enrolling people is as simple as, are you interested in music?
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in peace? Will you sit in a room and write a song with people from other cultures?
Mm-hmm.
We'll visit a recording studio in town. We'll come to the radio station. It'll be a totally fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make a film of the whole thing.
Okay.
And the idea is that this guy, Todd Mack, will come down from New Hampshire where he lives. He'll do this weekend. He's done it 50 times. So he's really experienced. He'll come down and do it, and in the process, teach me. And then I will do it a few months hence, and I'll bring other musicians in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will do it. And
right.
This thing, hopefully, will take on
a life
of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no, as I say, I'm not looking for money. Really, I'm looking for participants. So if you're Jewish, Muslim, or Christian, or of those backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
I'll take Jewish, Muslim, or Christian atheists. That's fine, right? But I'm looking for young people between the ages of 15 and 20 who are of those cultural backgrounds, who are interested in writing a song, learning a bit about songwriting from experienced songwriters, and making a film with experienced filmmakers, and being on the radio and hanging out and talking about how we can work together. Because, frankly, whatever we're doing now in the Middle East isn't working. So the point is to look at this from a completely different perspective. And you don't have to like each other. You don't have to agree with each other. In fact, my suggestion is that you come in as a Christian, say, and you leave even more a Christian than you were. This is not about changing anybody's cultural backgrounds.
Right.
This is about just looking at the situation from a completely new perspective and proving that groups can get together and collaborate on a given project and make a success of it. And if that's possible, peace is possible.
I love this, and especially in the wake of Daniel Pearl, for a legacy for him. He's amazing. And so tell everybody again where they can sign up.
Well, the best thing to do is email me, jason@kx935.com. That'll be the simplest way. There's also an Indiegogo campaign, which has all the information, which I painstakingly wrote. There's all the information about what we're doing at Music in Common OC.
Okay.
There's musicincommon.org. As I say, Indiegogo, Music in Common OC. Or email me, jason@kx935.com. And most importantly, I'm not really after your money. I'm after kids between the ages of 15 and 20 who've got some musical aptitude. They don't have to be geniuses or virtuosos. They just have to be interested and able to say a few words about this, maybe write a song, maybe write some lyrics, and have a feeling that perhaps peace is possible. And at the end of the weekend, if these kids all see each other as three-dimensional, we've done our job. That's all I can ask.
That's fantastic. And you said it was November
14th and 15th.
Okay. Yeah. So listeners, you know, if you or your kids are into music, this is a great opportunity to work and collaborate. And Jason, do you have anything else we want to finish up with? Come on, you always have something you want to say.
I don't want to say anything too funny. I just want to be serious about this because I'm so inspired.
I'm very
by
impressed.
The idea of this. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us spend a lot of time complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm a Jewish guy. I go to Israel a lot, and we spend a lot of time arguing our political slant, whatever, you know, and talk is cheap. I really want to do something, as small as it is, positive in this world about this particular situation. It really inspires me. And what have I got? I've got music, and I can do it. I can teach this thing, you know. So I'm excited to bring Todd down. He's very good at conflict mitigation, you know, so if there's any tension, he's very good at diffusing it. He's learned over 50 times how to do this and how to get the most out of these kids. They'll have a great experience. They'll visit KX93.5. They'll visit a local recording studio, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Great experience. And then it gets paid forward. That's the whole point.
Well, we could use some cash on our Indiegogo campaign, but that's not the most important thing.
Well, you know, for the listeners, if you become a member of KX93.5 during this week, a portion of your membership will go directly to Jason's Indiegogo campaign
thank you.
And, you know, thank you so much for sharing this information with everybody. It's really a great campaign and sounds really fun.
Thank
Wish
you.
I was 14 and 15 and a musician.
Well, if you want to listen, you know, if you want to come down as in a sort of leadership role or just hang out or help to feed the kids or whatever, you know, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds good.
Just want to spread the word.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jason Fetty, for a great interview. And I want to say thanks to everybody. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder. Check out my Facebook page. Like it, share it. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.